Right now, as part of our nonprofit spotlight, my friend Brett Scott reached out to me a week or so ago. He's with Rise and Refuge, and he stopped by last year to highlight this new organization in the area geared to help you know, those in need, particularly moms and children through our area. And they've got an update on what they're up to here these days at riseandrefuge.org. That's R-Y-Z-O-N, refuge.org. And Brett, well, first and foremost, great to see you again, my friend. I hope all is well on your end.
It is. Great to see you as well.
And obviously, you've been hard at work, you know, as someone who got involved in this. First and foremost, let's start with this. For those who haven't tuned in or don't know much about Rise and Refuge, what is this organization all about? What's the need here in our area as to why this group came to be?
Okay. Well, our goal really and mission is to provide transitional housing for mothers and their children that are experiencing homelessness. So we're going to set up more than just housing, but it'll be a full program wrapped around that, where once you sign up and are part of our program, you'll get spiritual direction and guidance through Bible studies and such. You'll also get classes around financial literacy and around parenting. If you don't have a GED, we'll provide the GED training and get that taken care of through Horry County Adult Education. We've got a partnership with them. And then also some career training. Career development at HGTC will also be offered for no cost to the ladies that are in our program, so that they can get away from just having maybe a job that doesn't pay the bills to a career of sorts that would actually make them available to be on their own. And so after 2 years with us, we expect them to be able to move on, graduate, and be out on their own in that sort of in that time frame.
Talking with Brett Scott of Rise and Refuge, a semi-new organization in the area. How did you get involved? How did this become your passion?
Yeah, I was approached by one of the ladies on the board about being a board member. They said basically it's ministry to the homeless, and I didn't know anything more than that. And I'm involved in about six or seven ministries here in Myrtle Beach. And I said, well, I'm kind of loaded out, but I'll meet with you just to find out what it's all about, but no promises, and pray about that. So I went to go to the meeting, but the day before that, I was working over at Helping Hand, which is the the food pantry here
sure.
in town.
Yeah.
And while I was over there, there were three distinct instances that day where I got in conversations or situations around homeless women and children in Myrtle Beach. One was a young lady was dropped off with her children at Helping Hand.
Mm.
And, you know, Helping Hand, we don't have cots or beds. There's actually no room for them because the place is packed with food. And we worked all day to find her a place to sleep that night, because if she slept in the woods with some of the other homeless, they could take her children away, because you can't have your children outdoors.
Sure.
So my heart was breaking right then as we worked all day to find her a place. We did find her a place, but it was with a private citizen that was willing to take her in that night. And
wow.
So that and two other discussions that day led me to think, wow, this is really a need here in Myrtle Beach. So the next morning when I walked over to Dunkin' Donut, sat down to talk, they said, well, this is a ministry to women and children in Myrtle Beach that are experiencing homelessness. I said, I'm all in.
Mm.
The decision was made because the day before made it clear that this was a mission that I need to be a part of. So that's
how. Outside of one of those, I would say, unordinary type of circumstances, how are moms and kids typically referred to Rise and Refuge?
It'll come through a variety of ways. Some of the organizations here in town that know about us, like Coastline Women's Center, which is where they care of women that are having a crisis pregnancy and going through that. Some of those women will also be in that situation where they may be homeless or going to be homeless. So they would be referred. There'll be times where people that are at New Directions, where they're being helped out tremendously there for a longer-term look at things, they may be referred to our program. Also through our new endeavor with this thrift store that we're going to be talking about, we've got women coming in there that we're meeting, and they're able to sign up directly right there with us and become a part of the program.
Talking with Brett Scott, he's one of the board members at Rise and Refuge. And if you'd like to know more about what they do and why they do it, that's R-Y-Z-O-N, riseandrefuge.org. We talked about how some of these women and their children are referred. What led you into this chapter in your life, helping out this great 501c3 organization, and your experience now over the last year? I mean, how valuable has it been? Because oftentimes you get into the nonprofit world, and people are competing for dollars, whether it be grant money, looking to stand out above the rest. But in your experience, how valuable has it been to be able to unofficially partner with some of the other groups that you just mentioned, along with HGTC and some of the other people who are lending a hand to help to get these women back on their feet? How important has that been for this group?
Oh, it's been extremely important. Those partnerships are what's going to make it all happen. You can't do it on your own. And there's a lot of great organizations here in Myrtle Beach that are concerned about this exact thing. So I think it's going to be great to just continue to make those relationships. Also with a lot of the churches in the area. We speak at churches all the time. And, churches are willing to pray, volunteer, and donate. And that's been working very well as well. Now, we're still early in the process of this, but it's pointing in the right direction that people are definitely interested in helping and making this come about.
We're going to talk about a short-term accomplishment coming up here and maybe some long-term goals for you as well. But as you have dipped your toes into the water and this whole environment, has it been eye-opening to you on just how much of a need there is here in our community for people who are struggling and those that you're helping out with?
Yes, I was not aware of the number. I mean, you kind of know there's a homeless situation in Myrtle Beach. If you keep your eyes open, you see it on the street. But I didn't realize just how prevalent it was and how it's such a growing problem. And part of that is affordable housing, the inflation, all these things are adding to that, that there are more numbers coming all the time. And there's literally thousands of children in South Carolina. I've heard numbers as high as 13,000, may even be higher than that, that don't have a place to sleep that night or may not know within the next week whether they'll have a place to sleep. That's heartbreaking. And so these mothers are dealing with that while they're trying to make ends meet. And, you see it all around town. And the numbers are definitely growing. The more you look at this, you see that there's a bigger problem and just not enough places for the women and children to go.
Well, you're helping bridge that gap, obviously. Can we talk about some long-term things and goals that you may have? What sort of that list look like for you? Kind of know top priorities in terms of the short term, but long term, what are we hoping to do as you become more well-known and involved and entrenched in the community?
The long-term plan would be a full community of tiny homes. We're looking at all the options there and have found some affordable ways to provide this. And so what we'd like to do is build a community, kind of a fenced-in, secure community where people could, come through a community center and then move into the area where their little tiny homes are, as well as, gardens and playgrounds and all the things that would be associated with a beautiful community, something they can be proud of. And they would have their own individual home. It would be a two-room building, so it wouldn't just be a one room for the whole family, but
sure.
There would be a bedroom, there would be a living room, which also had a full kitchen involved in that living room and a bathroom. And so those community of houses would be set up. The first phase would probably be around 5 or 7 of those, and then phase 2, phase 3 would be adding about the same amount again. The community center would be used for child care, as well as computer center for them to be able to work on their GED and their career training. So it's kind of be an all-in community. That would be our long-term vision and goal for what we want to provide.
You can go to risenrefuge.org, R-Y-Z-O-N, refuge.org. Now, with that being said, in terms of the short term, you've got a big ribbon-cutting ceremony coming up on Friday. What will be going on over your way?
Yes, we're really excited that we're opening a thrift store called Rizon Redeemery in Surfside, right on the main Route 17, just south of Old Time Pottery. Everybody knows where that's at down there. Just a little bit south of that, we've opened up our Rizon Redeemery, and it is a thrift store where all of the proceeds will go directly into the Rizon Refuge Ministry. So this is a way to provide us with an ongoing regular source of income over and above the donations that are coming in. to be able to make this all come about. It will help us with the land and the community build and all of that. We understand Myrtle Beach is a great place for a thrift store and many other nonprofits that do similar work to us in other parts of South Carolina are using this method. And so we thought we would also give that a try. We opened up kind of informally about a week and a half ago, and the grand opening is on Saturday of this week. And then the ribbon cutting, like you said, is on Friday, where we're going to have media there as well as the mayor and the city council, and we'll do the formal ribbon cutting. And we're very excited because we've seen so much interest in it already. As a matter of fact, the store is packed full, jammed, and the back room is full, and we have a storage unit that has things in it that have all been donated. And everything in the store has been donated, racks, shelving. So this hasn't cost anything at this point, you know, other than the rent for the building. And we have an employee that's running the store. And then we have volunteers beyond that one resource that we have running the store. We have all volunteers, and it's just been working great so far.
I was going to ask you, okay, you know, is there a need in terms of items that needed to be donated? But you answered that question for me already. Yeah. But in terms of needs that are there right now, obviously, if you can donate monetarily, you would love that. Mm-hmm. Volunteer opportunities, I mean, what else is out there for people to contribute?
Yeah, volunteer opportunities, you know, at the store is one. But we have also have other, you know, volunteer opportunities, and there'll be more and more coming, a wider variety as we move more toward this community. But even right now, we definitely need volunteers to, you know, man the store and help answer questions about Rise and Refuge, sign up the ladies that might be in need that come in to shop, and do all of that. So we have a great need for that. We have a great need for donations to the store, even though it's full now. At the rate it's going, you know, that won't stay without the donations continuing to come in. That's the way the thrift store works. And so we'll need donations, and we're still getting many people calling me about that even now. So
go to riseonrefuge.org, R-Y-Z-O-N, refuge.org. Your website, obviously, is very useful for folks if they would like to get more information. Is there another way in which they can contact you if they want to get more information or to potentially, you know, give in one way, shape, or form?
The website has all the information on there as far as phone number and, you know, a contact form. If you want to volunteer, there's a form on there to fill out. If you want to talk directly with somebody, you can call that number and we'll get somebody in touch with you. That's been working very well, and it may be myself. I've recently stepped into the role of vice president on the board. That's a new development that's come up, and so you know, I'm involved in quite a bit of it, so I may be the one talking to you on the phone, but there's others as well that are, you know, very much involved.
Go to riseonrefuge.org. Again, that's R-Y-Z-O-N, refuge.org. Brett Scott, the newly appointed VP of their board. And, Brett, thanks so much for keeping us in the loop and staying in tune. You took my words seriously. And I said, hey, as you get updates and as you start to build this thing out, reach out to us. And that was probably, right around this time, maybe last year, towards the middle of 2025. So great update here this morning. Keep us in the loop in the future, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Again, that's riseonrefuge.org if you'd like to know more about this 501c3 organization helping moms and kids alike throughout the Myrtle Beach community.